Inside, written by Chris Judd and read by Nick Farnell. It was the speech I never got to make. By the middle of 2014, I had decided to retire from football. A Carlton premiership seemed as far away as ever. My body had had enough, and so had my mind. I was worried about whether I would be physically intact enough to play with my children as they grew up. After years of self-sacrifice for the sake of my career, I was already starting to live the less stringent, more relaxed life of a retired player anyway. Carlton coach Mick Malthouse wanted me to play on, and I'd listened to what he had to say, but it was really only out of politeness. It was no secret at Carlton that I was going to call it quits. I was ready to slough off my football skin. I'd mapped out in my mind what I would say to the playing group by way of farewell. The first point I was going to make was about why they were playing football at all. This was one of the big differences between my time at West Coast and my time at Carlton. If you're not clear about why you're playing football, you cannot possibly work out how much you're willing to sacrifice for it. If your motivation is to have 10,000 Twitter followers, or not to have to line up at nightclubs, or to be recognised wherever you go, you're unlikely to sacrifice your life for these things because they aren't really important. My impression was that this had been the case for many at Carlton when I first arrived. If you're driven to win premierships and gain all that comes with them, the sense of achievement, the lifelong friendships, the lasting memories, you will give almost anything. This was how it was at West Coast. We had a formalised vision of how we would prepare for and play the game. But beyond that, between the lines, we could sense strongly the idea of a football career that would live with us long after we'd hung up our boots. It wasn't as if someone had pinned up a piece of butcher's paper with that idea written on it, nor was there any sort of pact. But, always, there was a recognition of the Premiership players from 1992 and 1994, their bond, their reunions, the feeling that they had shared an almost mystical experience exclusive to them. You knew that Premiership players drifted apart and some fell out with each other, but you could also sense the importance to each of them of what they had achieved together. Premierships mattered. We might have had our rogues and our troublemakers and our moments at West Coast, but as a group, we had a clear and powerful sense of purpose. It was peer group pressure, but in the best meaning of the term.